91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Nikolai Karpinski. A major rainstorm sweeping much of the U.S. and Canadian East Coasts is blamed for one death in South Carolina. Environment Canada says the worst appears to be over in New Brunswick, but heavy rainfall warnings are in effect for parts of Nova Scotia and Western Newfoundland. As much as 168 millimeters of rain was recorded at Kushubuquak on New Brunswick's central eastern shore. Some schools are closed today and thousands of customers are still without power in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Students in the TV and New Media program here at Loyalist College have been working since last year on several projects that are now ready for casting. Here's a taste of one of those projects, Devil in the Woods.
If you go down to the woods today.
Belvegas Tonight is the working title for the one and only TV series that students are producing. It's being aired on Cogeco. Here's a sneak peek. Casting calls are tonight from 5 to 8 and Saturday 5 to 8. Stay tuned on 91X for more information. Dozens of dairy farmers from Ontario and Quebec gathered on Parliament Hill today. They're concerned about protecting Canada's dairy supply, which is being discussed in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. Some farmers led cows down the street in front of Parliament Hill, and others splashed milk on the pavement. Robbie Beck, a dairy farmer from Shawville, Quebec, says milk producers were quick to support the protest.
As soon as the word went out, there was tremendous support from the Ontario side too. I think everybody knew because of the TPP talks that are going on that this was something important that it was in the back of everybody's mind. So once somebody just kind of started the ball rolling, it took off very fast in Quebec and Ontario.
The U.S. has been pushing for Canada to loosen its system, but the federal government says the government will protect Canadian interests at the negotiating table. Alternative exercise is on the rise in Belleville. Many gyms and studios are beginning to redefine ways to break a sweat. Meredith Ledbetter owns Your Fit Studio downtown and introduced Piloxing to the city. The workout combines Pilates and boxing. Ledbetter says she likes what the new class has done for group exercise. Your Fit runs several classes suited to any fitness level and hopes to create an environment where all will feel welcome to work out and try new things.
I think people just like the feel of it, just everybody there having fun, and we've got a great atmosphere here. Everybody's supportive, encouraging, caring. It's like a family here now.
At Queen's Park, a legislative committee is asking Ontario's Auditor General to audit Toronto's Pan Am Games. The Progressive Conservatives say they're pleased, but Deputy PC Leader Steve Clark admits he's disappointed with one thing. The audit won't determine which Pan Am executives are eligible to split $5.7 million in bonuses.
Bonus until you've accomplished what you were set out to do. And I think there are some challenges. That's why I tabled the motion today to get some financial clarity into the Pan Am Games. And I'm proud that all three parties decided to move forward with that.
Clark says the audit will at least provide taxpayers with the actual cost of the Pan Am Games, estimated at $2.4 billion. Climate change will be one of the topics on the table when Alberta Premier Rachel Notley sits down with Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne today in Ontario. Notley plans to talk about her province's economic strengths and environmental initiatives. Earlier this week, Notley was talking about moving Alberta away from coal-fired plants and looking into renewable energy. Disgraced former broadcaster Gian Gomeshi has pleaded not guilty to all five charges against him. The former host of CBC Radio's cultural affairs show, Q, is facing five charges, including four counts of sexual assault and one count of overcome resistance, choking. Gomeshi was arraigned this morning during a court appearance in Toronto. New documents show the Harper government has known for 2 years that security at more than two dozen overseas embassies was in jeopardy. Murray Brewster reporting.
A series of internal government records from the Foreign Affairs Department and CSIS show officials became alarmed about embassy security following a deadly attack on a Nairobi shopping mall in September 2013. The briefings show pressure increased after the lobby of the Canadian embassy in Kiev was taken over and occupied by protesters in February 2014. The heavily censored documents shows four federal cabinet ministers received a special briefing that recommended measures to reduce vulnerability. Despite the heightened urgency, however, the federal cabinet has yet to approve a security investment plan for embassies. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Activists in Syria are reporting more airstrikes in the country's north and center regions. They suspect they were carried out by Russian jets. Russia says it hit 12 Islamic State targets over the past 24 hours, but it says it's also targeting other militants. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says yesterday's airstrikes in the central province of Hama hit locations of an American-backed rebel group. Tom Rivers reports.
The Western gripe is not all targets were ISIS. To this, a Putin spokesman in Moscow concedes that an airstrike list does exist, a list containing a number of different extremist organizations. And it seems Russia's not about to be taking on board any criticism. And as Foreign Secretary Lavrov says,
get in touch and establish channels of communications to avoid any unintended incidents.
More hits on day two of the campaign, the focus, northern Syria. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
Curious about how the music business works? Do you play music and want to know more? Come to the Kingston, Ontario Music Conference.
Meet local entertainment connections. See what name manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, and Roland are all about. Meet some of your favorite local entertainers, live music, and guest speakers. You even have a chance to win a Fender guitar courtesy of Renaissance Music. And it's all free. Everyone is welcome.
The Kingston, Ontario Music Conference, Saturday, October 3rd at the Ambassador Hotel and Conference Center. Doors open at 10 a.m. Visit komc.ca for more information.
On board any criticism. And as Foreign Secretary Lavrov says,
get in touch and establish channels of communications to avoid any unintended incidents.
More hits on day two of the campaign, the focus, northern Syria. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
QNET Sports. Tonight in Junior A action, Lindsay takes on Kingston. Puck drops at 7:30. Also, the Toronto Patriots go up against Newmarket at 7:30. In Empire B action, Napanee takes on Picton. Puck drops at 7:30. Fans of the Belleville Bulls took two buses of people down to Hamilton to watch the Bulldogs' home opener on Saturday. Tyler Penny has more.
Bring Back the Bulls group on Facebook took two busloads of loyal fans from Belleville to Hamilton to watch the Bulldogs home opener on Saturday. Gina Giaroukis, organizer of the trip, explains what the experience was like.
Everybody kind of having that same goals and intentions, which was to go to the home opener and support our Bulls players. Friendship and the fun that you have in getting there is, you know, it's a feeling like none other. We had a lot of kids on our trip, like, you know, and I think that sort of excitement kind of carries through over to the parents. It gets the kids excited. It's a great experience for everyone of all ages. It's family fun.
The group on Facebook has over 2,400 members, and they all share the same goal.
We want to see OHL hockey return to Belleville because Belleville is such a huge hockey town. That is the purpose of our group. Our ultimate goal is to get back what we lost.
There will be three more bus trips this OHL season, November 6th to Oshawa, November 13th to Kingston, and January 9th to Peterborough. Each trip is $35, and it includes your bus ride and ticket to the game. Tyler Penny, QNET News, Belleville.
Week 15 CFL action kicks off tonight in Ottawa, where the Red Blacks are hosting the Montreal Alouettes. It's the second of three games in 10 days for the busy Red Blacks. They're in third place in the CFL East. Montreal is in fourth in the division, 4 points back of Ottawa. With the American League East title wrapped up, the Toronto Blue Jays are now focused on clinching the best record in the league. The Jays won their first division title in 22 years yesterday when they thrashed Baltimore 15-2 in the opening game of a doubleheader. Their dugout emptied at the final out, and players jumped up and down in a mass huddle between the mound and the third baseline. Toronto enters today's action a game up on Kansas City in the overall AL standings. In NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing host this evening to Baltimore in the NFL Thursday night game. It's an AFC North matchup with the Steelers starting play 2-1 and the Ravens, for the first time in their history, winless in three games. The game also marks the first start for Michael Vick as quarterback for the Steelers. He is filling in for the injured Ben Roethlisberger. In FIFA, German Soccer League President Reinhard Robal is calling for Sepp Blatter to resign as FIFA president at the earliest available opportunity. Robal told a German newspaper that it's time for restructuring at the top levels of FIFA in the wake of the corruption scandal engulfing world soccer's governing body. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
This is 91X CJL.